My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Sal on The Fan, nothing like staying up late. And listen, obviously, Rodgers, as we started the show, Aaron Rodgers looks kind of still like Aaron Rodgers, which is what matters to us most here. And then, of course, a little deficient in the sleep category, and I'm usually here by about 8:20, 8:30. I roll in at 9:46. The freaking Lincoln Tunnel shut down. Everybody diverted to the Holland Tunnel. So I'm listening to Bill Moore and Gio on the way in, hearing about the Jets, and hearing about this, and hearing about that. Let me say one thing, as much as I am optimistic, and I do believe the Jets will be very good this year, if there's one thing that's going to wreck it, it's that coach. So, all we heard all summer was, oh man, this was an intense camp. Sala trying to change the narrative a little bit, really getting after it, really putting these guys through it. Like the old days, fantastic. I was all for it. It made me excited. Here we go. Got to get hungry, like, you know, when Rocky loses everything and Rocky's in the street. And then what happens? They don't even want to hit. So the offense will be fine, and I believe the defense will eventually be dominant again. But that's a horrendous reflection on the biggest question mark in the entire franchise. They weren't ready to play.
They got abused. They got abused. They got steamrolled by a team that is on another level. Now, you know where I stand on Robert Saleh, and Robert Saleh says the defense is very fixable. Okay, well, here's all that I'm going to say after last night's performance. Fix it. That's all I'm going to say. No need to go nuts. We all saw what happened last night. And we know, and I've been saying for a long time, two things. Number one, I think that the biggest weakness of this Jets team is, in fact, the head coach. Number two, if they are going to separate themselves in the AFC, it's going to be because of the defense. And I still believe that. I believe Rodgers can be great, but the offense is going to be what it's going to be. The defense is going to have to be the thing that separates them from everybody else in the AFC. They need to be a top three, if not top, defense in the NFL. That's how they're built with Saleh, with all the different parts that they added. So fix it. He better fix it. However, they're nowhere near the level of the 49ers. And I think that you saw that on display last night. While I do believe the defense will get a little bit better and Saleh better fix it, and while I do wholeheartedly, fully, truly believe and trust and love Aaron Rodgers as a player and believe that they're going to be okay, the talk about Super Bowl for a team that is going from nowhere, like, you have to, I know the Jets are all gas, no break. You have to pump the brakes because you saw a team that is, as you said before, BT, built this way. This didn't happen. The Niners are a well-oiled machine. This didn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Those championship teams are built, and it takes a while when you do it the right way. You can't patch it together. I'm not saying the Jets can't make the playoffs or they can't be a threat, but you have to crawl before you walk. The Jets haven't crawled yet. Hopefully this could be a year where we start to see them crawl with the real quarterback and be a good team, a playoff team. They're nowhere near the 49ers level. Nowhere near it.
Yeah, but crawling's not good enough because Aaron Rodgers is not 30. He's 40.
Well, maybe so next year's the year then.
Well,
another year. I'm just saying, like, to talk Super Bowl. We're talking about
Yeah, oh, I'm not talking Super Bowl now.
You saw one team last night.
Yeah.
That was a Super Bowl, legitimate Super Bowl team. Obviously, they've been in the Super Bowl. The Jets were nowhere near that level.
Oh, I'm not here to dispel. Right. That's obvious. The Jets got pushed around and punked and lit up, and they got owned physically. There's no doubt. But I also saw the Jets actually, you know, play pretty well against the Super Bowl champions from last year with Zach.
Right.
So, I mean, like, I this is what makes the NFL nuts and awesome and infuriating and perplexing all in one. Like, do I think if the Jets and the Niners, not that they will, maybe in the Super Bowl, but in like 6 weeks if they met again, do I think that it looks that way? No. That doesn't matter.
Fair enough.
Right now, that doesn't matter.
Right.
What matters is that they got abused and they've got to fix it, as you say, and I believe that they will.
Okay, me too, to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But I will say that, you know, the talk of Super Bowl before we've ever seen this team prove or do anything.
Yeah.
Again, maybe in 7 weeks, they're starting to build toward that. But the Niners are already there in week one because they've been built for years. The Jets have to get there. Now, I do think that actually last night was a good first step, showing that they had the quarterback in place. And I do believe that the defense can be fixed. And that's the one thing that we ask of Robert Saleh. Fix the defense. Don't touch the offense. We know you have nothing to do with that. Leave it alone. Let Aaron Rodgers and Hackett do their thing. Fix the defense. He's got to fix it, otherwise he's going to get fired.
I got to say one more thing.
Yeah.
You know, Reddick's name came up before.
Yeah.
I do not believe that the Jets will acquiesce and give him what he wants. Now, there's the thought that that's going to happen because the Jets didn't get any pressure and the Jets got rolled 8 straight possessions. That's not going to happen. But what needs to be said is the 3 guys that were sent packing to make room for Hassan Reddick, in theory, that defensive line is very different. They lost a couple of horses up there, man.
Yeah, Clemens, though, looks like a guy who's got potential. I like him a lot.
I hear Jermaine Johnson. Will McDonald play? I mean, did he play?
Yeah.
Honestly, did Will McDonald play? I'm just saying that is something that's not going away. Like, you know, Sauce is a little weak on the tackles.
Mm-hmm. Why was he out? Did we learn why?
The way they presented that on the broadcast was very odd. Now,
no injury.
It looked like there was something with his shoulder early, for sure.
Okay,
he was
but
down
then
for a second.
It wasn't an injury thing.
Then they said he was sitting out, but it was not injury related. So the Jets either straight up lied to us. What was it? Disciplinary? I don't know what that was.
Thinking. If it's not an injury thing, I'm like, what, did he miss an assignment or something?
You're not going to bench him for missing an assignment.
Well, I mean, Saleh wouldn't bench him for anything, I wouldn't think. But I was like, oh, maybe coach got some.
That was odd. But, yeah, the defense needs to tighten up, and they need to be a lot better up front. That's where they got gashed. AJ's in Lincroft. AJ, what's going on?
What's up, guys? Hey. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay. What's up, AJ?
A few takeaways from last night before I get to Saleh, if I can. I'm not going to complain about the offense. They haven't played together yet with Rodgers. Rodgers hasn't played in 2 years, so I'm not going to complain about the offense. Now, to the defense and Saleh, we're supposed to be a top-5 defense. I understand that it's the first game, and I understand it's against the Niners. As a top-5 defense, you can't get steamrolled like that when, especially, you know it's coming when they keep running the ball I don't know how many times. That gets to Saleh and the lack of adjustments he made. He just allowed them to run and run and run. You look at the 2 guys on the sideline. You look at Kyle Shanahan on the sideline with his play sheet, talking into the headset, communicating. Then you go look at Saleh. He's staring. He just stares. That is inexcusable. I can confidently say he's probably the worst coach in the NFL, and he's our biggest issue.
Well, one's the best head coach in the NFL, arguably, and one's the worst, or at least one of the best. I mean, you want to put Shanahan up there with Andy Reid, and Saleh is, if not the worst, one of the worst, as we've been saying for a long time. So, you saw the disparity. Now, they're 2 different coaches, but, meaning, you know, one's an offensive background, one's a defensive background, but you can't compare Robert Saleh to Kyle Shanahan. That's a different world.
Now listen, I said over the summer that I do believe the Jets will win this year, and I believe the Jets will win in spite of their coach.
Right.
I believe that they're going to have to win in spite of him.
But when you watch a well-oiled machine with a clear direction, precise execution.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's...
I'm envious.
Well, everybody is. I mean, that's what a Super Bowl team looks like. That's what a real head coach looks like. They have an idea. It doesn't matter what running back you plug in.
I know.
They're gonna run the football. But that goes back to his father and Alex Gibbs. This is years in the making. This is not just, oh, crap, what are we going to do? Like, the fantasy nerds get caught up at all. Oh, McCaffrey's not there. Win for the Jets. No. If you know anything about football and the Shanahans, they're going to be able to plug in a running back. It's why, like me personally, I wouldn't value a running back. It's why I in part agree with Joe Shane for letting Barkley go. Look at what the freaking Shanahans have done for years with undrafted running backs. Gouging one of the best defenses on paper in the league last night.
Well, remember the Broncos, too? Remember the Broncos had about three or four. Oh,
he's out of here. Drones.
Yeah, Drones was one of them. They had like four guys that went over 1,000 after TD. Right?
With the Alex Gibbs blocking scheme.
Yeah.
The zone blocking, whatever it is they've been running years. This is for years. So it's a thing of beauty when you watch the 49ers call plays, run plays, execute the plays, tackle, the way they do everything about them. It's the exact opposite of what Robert Saleh and the Jets, they have to get there. They're raw, they're talented, but there's a long way to go to get to that championship level.
Yeah, and there's not many Deebo Samuels floating around the NFL, but the Jets had zero interest in tackling him. I mean, they just let him run through him.
That's going to be a problem, man. I mean, they got to...
Yeah, I mean, what we heard all summer, really got on the boys this summer. Really pushed it, really hard camp, yeah. That's what you do right away? Not a good look for a coach who's hanging by a thread.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.